This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Pat Deegan is a clinical psychologist and also a psychiatric survivor, having first been diagnosed with schizophrenia as a teenager. During her journey to recovery, she coined the term personal medicine, which she defines as the things that give life meaning and make life worth living. Dr. Deegan has given keynote addresses, lectures, and workshops around the world. One of these workshops provides an effective and direct experience for students, frontline workers, and others who are interacting with people who are hearing distressing voices. The workshop is now being offered in Nanaimo by Columbian Center Society. Pat Deegan is on the line with us today, and Tom Grauman, who is Executive Director of Columbian Center Society, joins us in the studio. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thanks very much.
Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
Pat, tell us about the workshop. How did it develop?
I began developing the Hearing Voices workshop back in 1995. And at that time, I was learning for the first time about the experience of people with other types of disabilities. I was learning about, I had been living with a psychiatric disability for a while at that point. But for the first time, I was learning about the kind of challenges that folks who are using wheelchairs are experiencing, folks who are deaf and hard of hearing, as I began to explore disability culture, I began to learn that really the only way to really understand the experience of disability was to actually, as best you could, have an experience of it. And then I began to realize that in other schools of rehabilitation sciences, students would go through a simulation experience of, for instance, using a wheelchair around campus or using a cane and being blindfolded and having to maneuver in a busy city in that fashion for even an hour or two, and that it was absolutely transformative for students, and never again would they look at a curb cut the same way once they'd been trying to navigate the campus in a wheelchair, say. And I said to myself, gosh, you know, there are so many mental health practitioners out there, and they really, I get the feeling, sometimes don't understand some of the challenges that we face. And wouldn't it be great if I could put some sort of simulation together? And so that's what I did. And then I incorporated a lot of other elements into it as well. But that was the essential motivation. Wouldn't it be great to help people develop empathy for the lived experience of psychiatric disability by having a simulation? And I really wanted to avoid the phenomena of it being a freak show that people could like go, oh, this is so weird, you know, or I didn't want it to be that way. And so I created it so that it was very active, that people didn't just get to lay back and listen to these distressing voices and say, oh, this is so weird, but rather I got them caught up immediately in trying to navigate mental health-like settings while having headphones on and experiencing these voices. And I think that really made the simulation more realistic and helped it evolve into a real educational tool.
Now, I have an audio clip from one of the websites that is from the tapes that are used in this workshop. I'd like to play just a portion of that so that our listeners can get a sense of what some of this may sound like. I want to give just a brief warning to people that there is some swearing, some language that some may find objectionable, but Pat and Tom, I'd just like to put that on so that we have a sense of what that is like.
Listen. Shit. You eat shit. Yeah, that's right. Dirt. Shirt. Alert. Dirt shirt. Alert. Flirt. Jerk. Slow down now. Slow down. Hey, you smell like shit. That's right. Garbage. You stink. Stinky. Dirt. Shirt. Alert. Jerk. Wipe the smirk off your face.
I'm wondering if you could tell us more about the difference between, I guess, the title of the workshop, which is Hearing Distressing Voices, and the notion that some voices are not distressing. Those voices would be distressing.
Yes, I think those voices that you played could conceivably be very distressing for somebody, particularly when you add the element of time, and that, you know, some people might spend 50-60% of their waking hours exposed to that kind of torment, and then eventually it kind of does wear you down. And I think, but the point is well taken, and I set out to be very clear that I wasn't just talking about this broad category of hallucinations, because I think that many people do experience voice hearing, a much higher percentage, I think, than in Western cultures we typically think, and that people sometimes have experiences of voices that actually can be quite helpful, instructive, uplifting, and I've had some of those more positive voice hearing experiences myself. So I wanted to be very clear that this was a simulation of distressing voices, and that distinction, I think, is really important.
Now, Tom Grauman is with us in the studio here from Columbian Center Society, and he is offering this workshop on the island. Pat, one thing that you have done with your workshop is made it available to others, to individuals and organizations who would like to implement it locally. And I'm wondering, Tom, if you have something you'd like to bring to, let's say, into a discussion with Pat while we have her on the line.
Well, it's an opportunity to thank Pat for doing this, because it fills an incredibly important need. I am a professional who works in the mental health field. And I cannot say that I recall ever having experienced voices that are distressing, and certainly not for a large percentage of my waking hours. So here I am working with a client population. Many people have had this kind of experience, and it's extremely difficult to have any notion of what that is like if you've not had that experience. And how one can be responsive to that and helpful and supportive and so forth without having had the experience. I had read plenty about it. In most cases, I believed what I was told, even though it was, so to speak, incredible. And to have been able to experience this workshop and give it is a real insight into what is a strange experience for many of us. So I really would just take the opportunity, Pat, to tell you how terrific it is and how well received it has been thus far here on Vancouver Island.
Well, that's great. It's always good to know that my work is being helpful. Thank you.
And, Pat, I'm wondering, we'll let you go in just a moment here. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us. I'm wondering if you have any final thoughts you'd like to share on the workshop itself. And one question I have I'd like to kind of pop in there is, did you initially develop the workshop for a particular group of people? I know you spoke to the notion of frontline workers or people working with others. I'm wondering, did the potential audience for this workshop expand over time, or what was your experience there?
Yes, it really has mushroomed to the point where I've actually created a second version of the workshop that includes a DVD of my lecture, and it just really has mushroomed. That originally I did create it for students in rehabilitation and mental health related fields, nursing, psychiatry, etc. But perhaps one of the most robust user communities of the workshop is law enforcement. It's being used in police academies and around the United States and in many different countries, and especially for first responders. So folks who are first on the scene during an emergency, emergency room workers, ambulance technicians, etc. Really seem to get a lot out of this workshop and find it to be extremely helpful. So it's being used in a lot of different ways, and I'm just thrilled that it is useful. And that makes me very happy.
Pat, this is Tom Grauman speaking. I wanted to let you know that the very first group that took the workshop here were criminology students at Vancouver mm-hmm. Island University. There's a great deal of interest at the Correctional Center here in Nanaimo, and interest that the Mounted Police also have in having the workshop offered. So it's, in fact, in that area that it seems to be largely starting here as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great news. Yeah, and we actually have some recent research. Researchers have been studying the impact of the workshop on attitudes toward people with psychiatric disabilities, and it does seem to change even the most seasoned medical practitioners in terms of an increase in empathy and a feeling of for a better sense of the humanity of the person who's struggling with these types of experiences. So glad to hear it's really starting to take off where you're at, too.
Dr. Pat Deegan, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. Good luck.
Yes, all the best.
Yep.
This is People First Radio. We are talking about an experiential workshop called Hearing Voices That Are Distressing that was developed by Dr. Pat Deegan and is now being offered on the island by Columbian Center Society. Tom Grauman, what has your experience been in offering this workshop?
Well, I think it was very enthusiastically received, and the reason it's so compelling is that you, for much of the workshop, you have a Walkman, and you're listening to these voices. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, the voices are played by people who themselves hear voices. The whole workshop was developed by them. Mm-hmm. And while you're listening to these voices, which are, in fact, very distressing, they come and go, they're male and female voices, et cetera, we ask you to carry on with life. There's some tasks that you're given, some of them in a psychiatric kind of setting and some in a non-psychiatric, and you get a real sense of what it is to try to carry on with your life's business while this is going on in your head.
Mm-hmm. Now, the workshop that you're offering, I think that when we spoke about this on the phone, you mentioned that it was about 3 hours in length.
That's correct.
How does that 3 hours play out in a general sense?
Right. Most of the first hour is you watch a videotape of Pat Deegan herself lecturing on this subject. It's sort of like sitting in a university classroom. Mm. And she explains it from a philosophical kind of standpoint and a physiological standpoint, et cetera, et cetera. Then you follow that up with almost an hour of listening to voices while carrying out certain tasks. And then the last hour is really spent sort of deprogramming that, debriefing it, seeing what kind of meaning it has for you, how it applies to your setting, especially if you're someone who's going to be in a sort of a clinical practice of some sort. Mm-hmm. And I think people feel really very empowered by it. And the reason for that is the people in the room are all people who want to help. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those things where you want to help, but you don't have a clue as to what is going on.
Yes.
And so to be able to help in a much more useful way where you have some sense of what's going on only encourages people to help and rather than keep silent and not tread on toes and do all those kinds of things that you do when you're really bewildered.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that the workshop was offered to a group of criminology students. That, in fact, was the first offering of the workshop. When will it be offered again?
The very next one will be on May 4th.
That's a Monday?
That's correct. It also is going to take place at the university, but it is not particularly for university students this time.
Okay.
We have made information available in a number of places in Nanaimo. It is on our website. And we will continue to give them as the demand dictates.
Okay. And so if people want to find out more about the Hearing Voices workshop as it's being offered, at least in Nanaimo at this point, they just need to contact Columbian Center Society.
That's right.
And is there a phone number?
One can phone 758-8711 or go to our website, which is columbiancentersociety.com, and you can contact us through the website as well.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Tom. We appreciate you taking the time to come down here to the studio and share this very interesting and important information.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Tom Grauman is Executive Director of Columbian Center Society. Pat Deegan is a clinical psychologist and psychiatric survivor who developed the Hearing Voices That Are Distressing workshop. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.